The Sean Prue Show on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
Nice to be with you again. Today we're talking about personal reinvention with three very different people who have done and help others do just that. But first, it's my gal pal Sally Lou Loveman back with us because I love her more than chocolate. She's encouraging people to do their dream jobs following years as an audience show producer on Oprah. Hey,
you. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good. It's so funny because when we connected, you thought that, my producer picked up the phone and thought, you thought he was my husband.
Yeah, I did.
Which is funnier than you know, Patrick? Because Patrick has the hot pants for my producer. So things have gotten really weird at Sirius XM Canada Talks. Thank you.
Well, evidently I have a sixth sense then. That's so funny. Well, yeah, you know, the phone rang. I'm thinking it's you. I'm like, hey, Sean. He's like, no. I go, oh, Patrick? Okay, whatever. Anyway, we're here. I love that you've set a whole show aside for reinvention. How exciting.
Good, right? Well, I mean, I think we're always wanting to reinvent. I said it earlier on the show. You know, reinvention isn't a bad word either, because I think people think change something about yourself that you don't like, but it could be just change a circumstance that you do like and make it even better. For example, doing what you're doing is encouraging people to follow their dream jobs. There are many people listening who are quite happy doing their regular jobs, but a reinvention could take them higher.
And a reinvention is it could be subtle, it could be enormously big. And I like to think of reinvention as like a necessity of just you know, tweaking our stories and tweaking who we are as the decades, you know, our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, they always have a change. And whether it's your own personal change or the company you work for changes or your personal life changes, it's like when we were talking earlier, a conversation or two about it before, I like to say that we're not looking for reinvention as much as reinvention is looking for us.
Right,
and it's just a matter of when we allow reinvention to sort of, you know, ease into our life, and do we listen to the whispers, and how do we just start the baby steps of reinvention that all of a sudden feel like normal because it just feels natural. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Living your truth. I heard something a moment ago, though, that I want to add to what you said about age, too, different reinventions in your 20s, 30s, 40s, because at 46 now, I'm aware that 4 years from now I'll be 50. And so I'm thinking, and there's nothing in my thinking that's negative about that. But okay, so 50, now what I'm doing in that decade has to really matter, comparatively speaking, in a different way to, say, my husband Patrick, not to be confused with my producer Aaron. although it happens all the time, apparently.
Although you never know.
Patrick is 9 years younger than me, so he's stepping into his 40s, and he's got
Are the reinventions we don't want.
Reinvent reinvent the producer and the husband. We could do, like, a swap.
Don't even get me started. Okay.
No, but depending on your life and where you're at, those are completely different reinventions. Or, like, you must have to have reinvented yourself when the Oprah Winfrey Show came to its close.
Yeah, you know, you have a dream job and you love it, and you never take, you know, it for granted that you have this amazing job. People used to say to me, and they still do, when I freelance there, they say, oh, I wish I had your job. I say, I wish I had it too. Trust me. I loved every second of it. But when it ends and when you realize it's over, you have to figure out what your next move is. And it takes a little bit of time. It takes some courage. You have to have some support within your community of peeps, you know, whether it's your coworkers, your family, your friends, some mentor, you know, that is helping you along the way, saying it's not going to be so bad. And then you just got to throw yourself into an environment that feels good to you, and take baby steps, and don't just suddenly leave the job you're doing. You know, ease into it, and be mindful of how the journey is going to develop. And like I think we talked about earlier, where it's just, you don't have to get it all done in a day or a week, but just get a little bit done. And, you know, for me, I know that my talent is connecting with people. That is your talent. That is why in finance, yes, you connect with people, but what you're doing right now with your radio show, it's you know, connecting people the way you are wanting to connect with people, and the way it serves other people. Your show serves people because they are feeling the stories. And you might not have been able to do that in your finance career. So you figured a way to use your talent in what you're doing. And for me, when the show ended, I just, it was really important to me to keep doing what I love, which was connecting with people. And this really incredible thing happened to me. I was at an event, I was emceeing, and all of a sudden, it was a four-day event. And on day two, audience members were waiting to talk to me. And I was thinking, what is this? I am not at the Oprah Winfrey Show. And all of a sudden, I thought, it dawned on me. It's me. They want to talk to
me. It's you.
That was such a big moment for me.
Well, and I guess coming off of the Oprah Winfrey Show, where you're so used to that, you might have it in your head that it's not about you.
Yeah. So it was a big moment for me to say, okay, I'm going to own my talent. I'm going to own that I'm really good at this. I'm terrible at a lot of other things, but I'm really good at this and making the room feel warm and figuring out, you know, understanding my way around a set and understanding the show and understanding keeping the audience going and the talent and all that. So that's really, you know, and touching hearts. That's what I love doing. And that's why, you know, Love Speaks came easy to me and speaking, connecting to people. But it's not always that easy. It really isn't. And people should understand that if they're in an unhappy job or an unhappy even relationship, that just by doing a few small things to just shift, you know, I think the words shift and reinvention are very similar. You know, just shift into doing something that's positive, that's putting
it,
you
is, it is
in
a
the
first
right direction.
Step, a shift, a change. And you know what it can be? Like, go color your hair, you know what I mean? Or whatever. But just start, take the different route home.
Get a bikini wax.
Get a Brazilian. And you know who you are.
Exactly.
Listen, you said something, and you brought up my story, and just for people who don't know it, I spent years in finance, and then I was like, I'm not doing what I love. I'm not using my real talents. And I quit and I reinvented myself. And to Sally Lou's point, went broke, sold my house, but so knew I was on the right path that things would work out. But on lovespeaks.tv, which everyone can go visit and see more of Sally Lou's work, there is something that you have posted that I think is so great. It is a video about using no as a yes. And let's play a clip 1 second.
I actually heard no when I was a student at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. I was a broadcast journalism student, and the executive producer of World News Tonight was doing a special guest sort of opportunity in our class. And we had a show that day, and I happened to be directing the show on the board, and I did an awful, awful job. And he came up to me and he said, Karen, you will never, ever be able to do that. Don't ever do that. Like, no, no, no. And I went over to a corner and he came over a few minutes later and he said, if I can tell you anything ever, I will tell you, don't ever take no for an answer. And I looked at him, I said, but you just told me no. And he said, exactly.
What a bugger. What a bugger.
That was a big old lesson. That was my girlfriend, Karen, and I'm doing this fun little series because when I started Love Speaks, I really felt a sisterhood of friends that I worked with at Harpo who really were all doing really cool things when they, had left and they were owning their own companies and following their passion, and I thought, that is so amazing. And we were all sort of just helping each other out because we're friends. You know, when you work with people, you're friends. And so we were all realizing we were experiencing a lot of the same things. So I did a little video series of just, you know, women who are following their passion and owning their business and owning their talent And we're doing little things like next week it'll be, the item you can't live without.
Oh, good one. I want to know what that is.
So it's deep stuff, and it's not so deep stuff, but it's fun. Well, and, never take no for an answer. It's just a pause. It's just a wait and a challenge to figure out how to do it.
Because there's always going to be the naysayers. There's always going to be the people who are worried about you and have well-meaning intentions, but are going to tell you that, what are you doing? I mean, when I left, God bless my mother, but, you know, she's like, you have a great job, and you're making a lot of money. And why? How are you going to retire? Why? Don't you know how hard it is to make money as a creative person? My mother was worried. And of course, because it's your mother saying don't do it. Yeah, it really
mothers
goes.
Mothers are always right.
Yes. And I remember I was so mad I hung up the phone. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I talked to her for 2 weeks after that.
Maybe she was just trying to inspire you.
Well, that's what was going to be my whole point. Because once I ran a marathon, and my little brothers are way more athletic than I could ever be. And they were like, Sean Prue cannot finish this. And the no was all I needed. Because as soon as your brothers are telling you can't do something, your little brothers. Made it anyway.
Yeah,
so,
no is a gift. No is a
total gift.
And it's if you can recognize it as it's happening and say, oh, wow, I understand this is really not what I want right now, but the gift is around the corner, is just a whole new way of looking at setbacks, because really in the end it's not. You know, as you just said, you ran a marathon and you have this amazing show. And the other thing is just the first step at a reinvention is recognizing and owning your talent, which is exactly what you did. It's exactly what I did. You know, you have to say, hey, this is what I'm good at. I get that I'm not good at this, this, and this. That's why I want to do, you know, boom. My producer,
not to be confused with my husband, is giving me the wind-up signal now, Sally Lou.
I know, always.
God almighty.
I can't take it.
Why isn't this a four-hour show?
One day we'll make it a four-hour show.
You have to come back. You have to come back, and we'll continue talking about the good work you're doing. I love you, Sally Lou.
Listen, kiss Aaron for me, okay?
Okay, where?
Oh, stop. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've got the Sean Prue Show on SiriusXM Canada Talks, Channel 167. And when we come back...